welcome back to Pet World Insider. I'm your host, Robert Semro. What do you do about smells, allergies? I mean, let's face it, we love our pets, but sometimes they introduce some things into the air that we'd rather not deal with. I've got on the line with me a good friend who's come up with a solution, Bill Converse from Critter Zone. Bill, welcome to the show.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Share with the listeners what Critter Zone is and what it does.
Critter Zone is a real brand new technology that solves the problem of trying to have any kind of a pet indoors, and it is something that is an outgrowth of a product that we've worked on for about 25 years.
How is it different than other products that we see on the market claiming to, you know, purify and filtrate the air, et cetera?
Well, we used to make those same kinds of claims for the past 25 years, and it was always a problem of trying to really solve the problem totally. We could partially solve it, but not all the ways. Our product is totally different because what we try to do is to restore outdoor air qualities into indoor air. And that sounds kind of broad, but it's really effective because it means that it doesn't matter what kind of a pet that you've got, you're really solving it pretty much the same way that you'd solve it by just letting the pet live outdoors.
And how serious is the indoor environment in terms of pets and their impact?
It's getting more serious all the time because more and more people are living totally trapped indoors, and their pets are trapped indoors even more. Because so many people are working, leaving pets at home, leaving them in a kennel, picking them up, and most of them never really get to experience a great deal of time outdoors. And so the things that accumulate, the pet danders, the odors, all of the kinds of things that we know that as humans we're sensitive to, pets are becoming more sensitive to all the time. And so it affects the pet's health. It affects the ability of pets to be placed into adopted environments, and it really starting to impact how we allow our children even to have the love and affection of a pet. So when you look at the overall impact, it's a real severe problem.
Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of people may not recognize, and that is that pets do suffer from allergies just like human beings do.
Yeah, that was something that's really been much more noticeable in recent years. They can't really tell us when they've got a headache, and they don't really run at the eyes nearly as much as we do. But when you start to look at pet health and look at the tests that are now being done to detect allergy situations, and especially dogs and cats, you see that the problem is now being recognized by veterinary medicine as well as just pet owners in general.
Now, we have one that we use in the studio, and I love it. It's great. We have photographed over 3,000 different animals, so you can bet the smells, they happen no matter how hard you try. And I think one of the things that I really like about it is it's compact. Tell our listeners about the size of it.
Well, when you say compact, you're being very generous. The product of ours that this replaced used to be about a cubic foot. Looked like an old speaker box, and it cost about $700. And we've got this down to about 3 inches by 4 inches by 5 inches, and is much, much more effective than the bigger unit was, because we now are able to attack the problem not by trying to become a filter or to try to change the air, but actually just restore the natural air cleaning capabilities of the product back into the air. And it means that we have a very small unit. Most people, when they unpack it, will say, this thing can't possibly work. It's just too small.
Yeah, I think we had the same kind of reaction of, this is very tiny. I hope it works. We've got a big space we wanted it to work for. And so far, so good. What?
Well, I would just encourage people to remember how big an old bag phone was and then take a look at their modern cell phone. As technology improves, we find better and better ways to make things not only smaller, but much more powerful.
Yeah, and it's also safer as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, because we have learned over the years that if all you're really trying to do is just get the air to start cleaning itself, you don't really have to worry about a lot of deep chemistry or a lot of deep physics. You just know that replacing that energy back into the air to allow it to do itself is going to give you very safe, very natural results, just like taking your pet outside.
And how do I know that it's working?
You know, that's a pretty tough thing to say because it doesn't really make any noise and it doesn't put any real odors out in the air. And so the best thing you can do is unplug. They're designed to run 24/7, but if you unplug that for a couple of hours, you'll start to notice that the air will get bad again. You really do get used to the good air, but that's about the only way you can tell is to quit using it for a little bit.
Bill, thanks for the great product. Thanks for joining us on Pet World Insider. We'll be right back after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, friends. Robert Semro for Pet World Insider. Did you know that Pet World Insider is more than a great radio show? It's also a great resource of information for pet owners. Check us out online at PetWorldInsider.com for more audio and video segments, articles by pet experts, and so much more. You can also stay up to date with us on social media at Pet World Insider for both Twitter and Facebook, and visit us at PetWorldInsider.com.